directed.
Chatter. Most of it good. Friday on the Good Day program. Good morning, America. How are you? Friday, February the 4th, the Good Day program. On Fridays, we resolve things. We're talking about things that have been resolved. For example, what's the resolve? Cedar Rapids, Iowa this week got a check from the federal government to build the National Czech and Slovak Museum.
Yay, my people!
All right.
Yes, so much.
Yeah, right. That's the very important.
You should pay more than us, though, Jen.
Oh. Yeah.
Was it a
National
check for the Czechs?
Czech and Slovak Museum.
My grandfather would roll over if he thought the Czechs and the Slovaks were together in a museum because he always loved the Czechs so much more.
This week, $326 million was identified.
Especially with my name's on them.
As part of the earmarks that they weren't going to do anymore. Can't you love it? The resolve of this is we'll figure out how to do it. We just won't call them earmarks.
Right.
That's what they'll do. All right, more information this week about the Fort Hood shootings. Senate reporting on these shootings. Remember the story of Nidal Malik Hassan?
Mm-hmm.
Who, according to the Army now, they made a big mistake. He was a ticking time bomb and had been for quite a while.
Duh.
Nobody can figure out why it wasn't suggested to some of the officers this guy was a threat and they ought to do something about it. They all knew it, but they didn't act on it. So, as a result, how many people? 13 people were killed, right? Yeah. So, who gets sued? You and me, the taxpayer, by all these families, because this guy, this report makes it clear, this guy should have been thrown out of the service 2 or 3 years before.
Politically correct. Too scared to ask. Too scared to profile.
Especially because he has a Muslim name.
Well, that's what it was. Exactly. This guy's a ticking time bomb, but we can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another guy who is the boob of the... Remember how I said to you, Richie, this is not... Please don't take it this way, although I do take satisfaction.
Hey, hold on. Let me get my Kevlar on.
Bring
it on.
For suggesting that what I'm thinking is actually what's real. Remember Kenneth Feinberg, who was the pay czar, chased all of the guys around? I'm not saying that this ought not to have happened, but him doing it, he was the guy that worked for the feds that was chasing all of the, telling the guys running these businesses how much they could pay everybody.
Right.
Remember him?
Yeah,
okay.
You can't pay them $1 million bonus because of this.
So then he was appointed to take care of the $20 billion compensation fund for the Gulf oil spill victims, right? Remember that this past summer?
Correct.
Now, a friend of mine who used to hear on this program from time to time, Brent Larrabee, who was the former chief of police in Framingham and then became the chief of police in Stamford, Connecticut, now works for a company that is monitoring the people getting and giving money as victims or vanquished from the BP oil spill. And one of the things that they are finding is that Mr. Feinberg has direct connections to BP, and that the way that the claims have been handled have been rather erratic, to the point where people started looking at this and saying, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? Come to find out, this guy's got lots of stock in BP and has lots of friends that work for BP. So how did he get this job? We got paid $850,000 to this guy get paid $850,000 to dispense the money that was needed to the people who were victims. And he's decided many of the checks should go to people who have connections to BP. So BP paying back people that are BP connected through this guy. Is there anybody who doesn't have some sleazy attachment to somebody that can actually do a job that's connected to the government? This guy is a sleazewad. And so far, $3.3 billion of that $20 billion has been metered out through his office. Many of the recipients, again, connected on the backside to BP. Isn't that swell? Great. Congratulations, sir. And remember all of the talk last year about the community of Bell, California.
Yeah, the Bell, ones where the mayor was making like $100 billion.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. The city is close to declaring bankruptcy.
I wonder why. Huh.
They are insolvent because they cannot come up with the dough. They found out that the
guy's in jail, right?
City manager, well, he's being tried. He was fired, and then there were some charges apparently brought to him, but he's not sticking particularly well. But now they have a new city manager who's only making $130,000 a year, which is appropriate for those kind of jobs. But they're $35 million in the hole. They don't know where to get. This is a small town.
It is.
Bell, California. How big is that, Jennifer?
Oh, probably 40,000 maybe.
At the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at some pictures and story in the L.A. Times this week about how they've tried to reduce their deficit. They don't know how to do it because they, you know, who can pay more in taxes? Where do you, of these, this is not unique. We all know that in many communities, my community of Framingham, Mass., they're trying to figure out, they have a $17 million hole. They don't know how to fill it. And this is the same thing. They don't want to deal with what they have to deal with. It's like dealing Hassan. It wasn't dealt with, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much spending. I'll tell you something. Jerry Brown, say what you will about him. I wouldn't have, if I were voting in California, probably I wouldn't have voted for him. But he told everybody that, excuse me, works, for example, there are 400 offices around the state that deal with some kind of juvenile problem. Jennifer, I don't remember what it is, but I know he said we're closing them all. Mm-hmm. And so these people all started screaming. And he said, look, we need to have core protection. We need to have the core products that are, the state is more than broke, unbelievably broke. And, now they're getting rid of some of these salaries, which I guess is a good thing.
But the big joke here is you can close down as many programs as you want, and you can cut people's salaries, and that's a good first step. But there are so many people in the state of California who are not paying their fair share, and the system is being toppled, and it's not going to get fixed until
all
that
illegals?
Changes.
Yeah. And I'm talking about that.
I mean,
you don't hear Jerry Brown talk about that.
No, and that's the quiet little secret. I mean, it's killing the schools. It's killing the medical system. I mean, it's bad.
It's lousy.
So,
lousy. All right,
everybody should pay sales tax and get on with it.
Yep.
There's my solution.
Not that bad.
That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, we all agree
California
on that.
California should be the first state to just say, you know what?
That's what we're doing.
We're ditching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to the sales tax. You don't pay any more state income tax. Let's just go to the sales tax.
Instead of everybody moving, they'd probably come back here again.
I know. It's the truth.
Last month, 134,000 people moved out of California again. I mean, every month it's more people going out than coming in.
And the government made it so hard for us to keep productions. It used to be that Hollywood was one of our biggest resources for making money.
Yeah, now everybody's going every place else.
Yeah, because it's too hard. It's too expensive.
TV.
When they base a television show around Detroit, you know things are bad in Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. All right. In a few moments, we're going to have our 2020 news quiz. Here's a headline from today. Lap band maker criticizes billboards. You know this lap band thing that's supposed to guarantee that you lose weight?
Those are the only billboards I've seen in recent memory.
Yeah, the billboard, you haven't seen them. Diets fail, lap band works.
1-800-GET-THIN.
That's right.
That's what I see everywhere. Yeah.
They're all over Southern California. Well, you know what? They don't work. And you don't win. And now the company's being sued, apparently, or the FDA is looking into their claims, yada, yada, yada. Gimmicks. We don't have gimmicks. We've got the MetaFast diet. That's how you lose weight. Take it from Roberta. Take it from Jennifer. Take it from Richie. Take it from me. Take it from lots of different people who have been on this product for 30-some-odd years. 20,000 doctors, including our own Dr. Ken, say MetaFast is the way to lose weight. Fast, safely, simply. It's satisfying, well-supported, you eat five times a day, and you will lose 20 pounds in the first month. That's pretty much the way it works. The average weight loss is 2 to 5 pounds per week. I saw an ad for Yoplait a minute ago. The Yoplait folks are saying, eat our yogurt and lose. If you don't eat anything, but you're going to eat
Eat our yogurt for breakfast and lunch and you lose 5 pounds. Right, but you're basically just consuming. I had this exact same thing. Syrup, corn syrup, corn starch, and sugar.
Yep. Yep.
That's very healthy for you. All right, so here's the healthy way to take care of your weight loss. And Richie's a great cook. He has fun in the kitchen. I can see where he has fun. Roberta I don't know. Looking at your kitchen, I'm not sure how you manage all of this.
What do you mean?
That kitchen in the city is different than our kitchen at the house.
Yeah, out in the house.
Oh, no, but I'm a gourmet chef, so.
I know you are, right. gourmet pancakes. I'm coming to your house for gourmet pancakes.
Exactly.
Next time I'm in New York. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. Save $50. Lose these pounds. There are 70 MetaFast meals to choose from. I like the shakes, frankly. They got chocolate shake. You can get the vanilla shake.
Have you tried the banana? It's pretty good.
No, I've not tried it. They have banana. I need to order the banana.
Yep.
That's good. MetaFastKen.com. You drink well, you eat well, and you do well. MetaFastKen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our own medical expert, recommends MetaFast. 800-506-4115. You mean, I probably should repeat that number, right? 800-506-4115. Lose the weight. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save $50 when you get started with MetaFast products on the MetaFast program. MetaFastKen.com. Dr. Ken, you enter that in there, saves you the money as well. So either way, get a hold of them and get on the program. Results vary. Consult your doctor before you begin a weight loss program or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
All right, time now for us to have a 2020. This is sort of a news quiz. It's a trivia quiz. I would like you to tell me, we go back to this date, 1941, when the Salvation Army, the YMCA, the YWCA, the National Catholic Community Services, National Travelers Aid Association, and the National Jewish Welfare Board pooled their resources and formed what organization? 800-510-8255. I'll take you to lunch if you have the right answer to this, or we'll give you a swell prize. You might go on a little skiing adventure if you play your cards right. What was formed on this date, 1941, by the Salvation Army, the YMCA, YWCA, National Catholic Community Service Board, National Travelers Aid Association, National Jewish Welfare Board? They put everything together, and they formed a new organization. What was this organization? One of the most important organizations in our country today, in my opinion. 800-510-8255. Put on your thinking caps and get to work and figure it out here on Good Day 21 after I said that. Right.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of Wild Foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalheater.com.
Is he from New Jersey? I forget.
Long Island.
Long Island. Billy Joel, the piano man.
Oyster Bay.
Having trouble with his bad habits. And Elton John was happy to tell Billy Joel this week he ought to go to rehab. And the ladies on The View actually were talking about that the other day.
In the new Rolling Stone magazine, Elton John says that Billy Joel should get serious about rehab, that his alcoholism has hurt his career, caused them to cancel tours together, and even though Billy will be really mad at him for saying all this, he really needs tough love.
Well, you know, he and Elton were supposed to tour many times, and they had to cancel.
Yeah.
And for Elton to go out and say this, you know, I'm sure Joel will be angry, but... It is tough love.
It is tough love. But, it's hard to do, you know. And because Elton, having been there, knows what happens and how difficult it is, he's just saying it now because maybe this will click something.
Intervention often is important when it comes to addictions. It's if the people around you, if your brothers, your sisters, your mother, look at Charlie Sheen, his dad finally... he's an adult, so I guess to a certain extent, you gotta let people who are adults, even if you love them, do their thing. But Martin Sheen said yesterday, I think it was, Jennifer, enough is enough.
Right.
This is really, I gotta get involved.
I wonder what sent Sheen just off the ledge in the last year. I mean, he's always been kind of crazy.
I think he's been a functional addict for a really long time. I just think we're hearing about it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, 25 after the hour. Our 2020 quiz is, let's see here, let me repeat it one more time. Richie, you'll have to give me a name before we run out of time here. On this date, February 4th, 1941, the Salvation Army, YMCA, YWCA, National Catholic Community Services, National Travelers Aid Association, National Jewish Welfare Board, did what? Donald has called us on. Good day, Donald. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you do?
Good.
You don't sound too awake, Donald. Where are you calling from?
Rio Rancho.
Rio Rancho. All right. Well, it's moderately early there. All right. So what organization did they form by putting all their resources together?
The USO.
Yes. How'd you know that?
Well, I'm 80 years old, and I kind of remember that era.
You do? Yeah. I mean, you got a lot of benefit. And today, even... But that was the time when, right after World War II, was when these tours, Bob Hope started in the late 40s and did it for, 30 years? went around. That was where the I think that's where the USO really became well known, with the USO tours that Bob Hope conducted at Christmas time. But the organization was put together, created to provide recreational services to members of the armed forces who were on leave. And it was put together by these groups, the home away from home for a lot of people. So you went to USO clubs when you were in the service, right, Donald?
Yeah, they used to come down to Camp Pendleton and put on shows for us, too.
Right. Who were in some of the shows, do you remember?
No, I don't think there are any big names then, but they were
just entertainment stuff. Right, yeah. So it was a good organization, a volunteer organization, a civilian organization, not part of the U.S. government at all. A lot of men and women who are giving a lot of time now and have over the years for these soldiers to have a place, and that's really a cool thing. So congratulations to you. We'll give you something nice, Donald, and congratulations to the USO for all the good work that they do. I really think they do a good job. The football weekend that is upon us brings us back to thinking about what happened in the history of football, and I'm not a football historian by any stretch of the imagination, but I did note that on this date, 1969, Richie, 33-year-old John Madden became head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
His first season, the Raiders had a 12-1-1 record.
Yeah, which is amazing.
That was wasn't that the year they had the old AFC and the NFC conferences? And they sort of like the National League and American League and football?
They had become the NFL by then.
Yeah, but they don't have those conferences anymore.
No, they have the NFC and AFC, yeah.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, also, this is the anniversary of O.J. Simpson being found guilty. Pay up to $25 million to the families. He hasn't done
congratulations.
That.
How exciting.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Some people never want to grow up, especially when it comes to our childhood sports heroes. So how can you combine hero worship with travel? It's easy. Several major sports teams host their own fantasy experiences, where fans can travel to a camp and play with the legends. We're talking everything from hockey with Wayne Gretzky, tennis with Chris Everett, to basketball with, yes, Michael Jordan. Of course, these experiences don't come cheap, some as much as $10,000 a pop, but that usually includes accommodations and meals, hanging out with the legends, and most importantly, some on-the-field playtime. The same goes for fantasy camps with former Major League Baseball players and even PGA greats. How about learning tips from Olympic athletes? In Lake Placid, New York and Park City, Utah, these former Olympic sites host several fantasy camps. For about $2,000, you can spend 3 days training for bobsled or luge under the guidance of Olympic athletes and coaches. But at these prices, you'd better be enthusiastic about learning. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-336-2116. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-336-2116. That's 1-800.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Four past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is getting ready for his brain scan today. He's having this intense brain scan done, not like what Dr. Ken does, where he does like
getting his head examined.
Literally.
I don't know why. We could certainly tell him a couple of things.
Yeah, I tell him save your money, but apparently he knows the people, so he's getting a deal.
It's funny that the winter is like Doug's full physical time.
Yeah. He saw Dr. Ken last week and got his full thing done. Then he's going to do this brain scan. But this thing's kind of cool. It's with Dr. Ken, they kind of look at the arteries, veins, blood vessels in your brain, and then the actual mass in your brain and see if there's any tumors or any aneurysms, all that blockages kind of thing. This is more of a look to see if there's any future problems, if there is the precursor to Alzheimer's or
right.
any of that
oh, really?
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Only thing scary is, do you even want to know? Because
he's getting a brain scan today?
Yeah. Can you make a difference if you know? That's the question.
If you know you have Alzheimer's. And then do you just start freaking yourself out if you think you have the precursor?
Yeah, I mean, Dr.
What's
Ken found this.
What's your name again?
Right, exactly. Dr. Ken found this little teeny thing going on in his
Am I
heart.
On the radio?
And look how much it freaked him out.
Yeah.
Shut up. I wish you weren't sometimes. So anyway, he's off getting ready for that. He'll be back in a few minutes. Until then, Jennifer has, for all the guys out there, including myself, the six big mistakes that men make on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this story's up on the website, but I think we need to kind of go through the list a little bit and add our own, because some of them I have issues with. So according to this article up on gooddayshow.com, DougSteffen.com, mistake number one is for men – you're not supposed to buy a greeting card. You're supposed to write a love letter.
Ah, that's right.
Please,
now,
get that kind
that's
of time.
Right.
I totally agree with this. As a girl, I only want a love letter if we're really serious. If we're just dating, you're going to freak me out with a love letter. I'd rather have the Hallmark.
That's true.
All right, so for my wife, I should be writing the love letter.
You know, it doesn't have to be a letter. You know, it could be a card that you put on flowers. but something meaningful that comes from you.
Yeah, no, I
not
mean,
roses
I always,
are red, violets are blue.
Right, no,
I'm so glad
you're
I
one
married
hot
you.
Mama.
Let me
you're
tell you
ready.
Something.
I love you.
I know I'm in trouble if I write, "Happy Valentine's, honey. Happy Valentine's Day, honey. I love you, Rich."
Have you ever done on your anniversary, "I never regretted a day of these last 10 years"?
That's so stupid. Yeah. You know, one of the things I love about my wife is she isn't, like, this one time I bought a card, and it was, like, last minute. The kids, it was for her birthday. And, you know, the kids were getting their cards done and all this, and I forgot to sign my card. Put it in the envelope, forgot to sign it. And gave it to her.
Oh, boy. Did you write anything on it at all?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And I gave it to her, and I'm like, "Oh, man, I forgot to sign the card." And she's like, "Oh, cool, we can use it again next year." And I'm like, "Oh, God, I love you. I love you. This is great."
Actually, we started doing that. We recycle cards.
Well, you know what?
It's stupid to pay $5.
It's ridiculous. When it comes to her birthday and Christmas, I have the kids make cards because the kids, they go into the Hallmark store and of course they pick the one that makes the music.
Oh,
and
of course.
It's $6-7 for a card. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? This is crazy. Here's a box of crayons, or here's a something we print out on the computer, and you color it in, and then you write a note.
If
you want it to sing music, sing yourself. Because I'm not paying $20 by the time I buy a card from me to her, from the kids to her.
It's $20, right? $25. You know what? If you use the same card every year, like for the holidays or even for Valentine's Day, and every year you write a little something, you put the date and you write a little something on it, it almost becomes like an heirloom.
Okay, this is why I'm broke, because I would buy a card every time.
Sucker.
I know, but they're pretty.
Forget the pretty. You know, for your dad, for your mom, you know, you can do something homemade. You know, if you're dating somebody and you're new in a relationship, you know, would it seem cheap?
Don't they think you're creepy, though? I mean, if a grown woman with no children give somebody a card that I colored in with crayons, you don't think anybody might think that's creepy?
Depends on the person.
But
if you're dating one of your students, maybe not.
I would love to see that. Yeah, if you're dating a guy now, go print out a teddy bear card and color it in and give it to him. Report back to us on how he reacts.
That's almost like too many pillows on your bed and too many cats.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
All right. So number two is giving adults stuffed animals. They're saying that men like to give women stuffed animals. Now, I think it depends. If a stuffed animal is like your thing, if you have that, like maybe your first date was at a carnival or something, then it's cute if you're getting a stuffed animal. But I can actually one-up this. Do not, men, buy gifts for your women at a drugstore. I'm sorry, Russell Stover. I'm sorry sparkly Christmas stocking pins that you can buy at the end of the aisle.
Those chocolates are so horrible, too.
You got to go to a store, I think.
You know, at least go to Godiva, buy 4 beautiful chocolates and wrap it, you know. I mean, at least they're nice.
Rich,
a box of horrible stuff.
You totally have bought gifts already, huh?
No, again, one of the reasons I love my wife is she's like, "Don't you dare buy me roses on Valentine's Day." Because she knows what a gaffe it is.
Oh, yeah.
So now I go to Pro Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bargain, so now I can get away with it. But she's just like, let's not go. We go to dinner on, like this year, Valentine's Day is on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on Friday.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you're not caught in the rush.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
The card, she's okay with the homemade card or something like that. She is like so not into getting gaffed because of the holiday fluff.
Honestly think that having Valentine's Day at home on the actual day is great, and then going out some other
time. We do it with the kids, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, we go out and we'll do a little something with the kids. We won't get into all that rush, you know, because you know the Saturday before is going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Monday might be big. So we'll do Friday, get it all out of the way, and then on the Monday we'll do something with the kids.
Okay, so number three, and this one I have a feeling you and your wife fall into this category, and this irritates me when men do this. They declare Valentine's Day just a ploy for consumers, that it's a commercial holiday.
That's us.
And they don't want to play into it.
That's us.
I'm sorry, you still need to send flowers, even if they're not
something.
Roses. You have to do something. Don't just say it's a consumer ploy and you don't want to play.
Right. No,
that is not okay.
Give me a nice plant. I would love a plant.
No, I mean, we talked about it. You don't buy into all the commercial gimmicks that there are.
Wouldn't you love a nice rosemary plant or something like that?
No, I want
rosemary flowers.
I am the consumer of the group here, obviously. I buy expensive cards and I want flowers.
Yeah. Pass.
Pass? I know. I'm sorry. If that makes me as low maintenance as I am all year, I'm going to be high maintenance one day a year. And that's
yeah, no, I'll do flowers. If I do roses, I do pro flowers. If I otherwise, I just go buy regular flowers.
Tulips. Beautiful. They're like $8 for a bunch. I'm fine with that. That's good. All right, number four, sharing the day with your BlackBerry. And this is true not just for men. This
is
true
with your BlackBerry.
With everybody. When you're on a date, you know, you've got your cell phone out in front of you and you're really not giving attention to the person that you're with.
Roberta's married to that.
Yeah. I have been married to that for way too long. I'm so done with that behavior.
We're in New Orleans at a restaurant, Roberta and I, and it's like a $350 dinner between us. We just decided, okay, let's have one big night, and we go out for the really nice dinner. Tom is just like attached at the eyeball to that BlackBerry. Now,
but don't you just find it rude?
Granted, he's working down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you can take off from working. I mean, you can glance at it and then, you know.
And Roberta is just like, put that thing down.
Or sneak away to the bathroom to check it or something, you know?
Right. I find it so incredibly rude. It goes beyond, you know, checking your... It's just plain downright rude.
If we go out for dinner, I will make... You know, I will check it a couple of times, but I will make sure not to make it a priority. Make her the priority if it's just us. But, yeah, especially on Valentine's Day.
I mean, he'll go so far as you'll be in the middle of a conversation with him, and you'll be mid-sentence, and he'll just, like, stop, and he'll... You're like, are you listening to me?
There's also an angle to this, too. If you are, you know, are separated by distance somehow, if you're Valentine, you shouldn't just text message or email them. You should actually go all out and make the phone call to wish them a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Duh.
Good rule.
But haven't you noticed less and less, I mean, less and less of us are using the phone?
Well, yeah, that's okay for daily stuff like what time should I pick you up or, you know, please get milk on your way home. But for Valentine's Day, you pick up a phone.
All right, two more real quick.
All right, number five, expecting her to make plans. Absolutely, because typically, and this isn't true in all relationships, but women are always making the plans and doing the arranging. So for one day, it's kind of nice if the man will take control. Anybody?
I absolutely 100% agree.
You kind of are a planner, though, Rich. I would guess that Janet could make the Valentine's Day plans, and it would still be even for you.
I made the Valentine's Day plans. We went to this wine restaurant a few months ago we really liked, so I called, got reservations for the Friday before. We're done. We're
but, you should treat Valentine's Day as though you were dating again.
Yeah.
And make a special day for her.
And that's number six, which we'll get to real quick because I know we have to go to Dr. Ken, but underdressing for your date. They're saying on this list, don't wear jeans no matter what the fit. I kind of disagree because jeans with a nice shirt,
probably if you're going bowling, you know, you have a date or an active date, well, maybe, yeah.
But they say if you're, you know, to really make it a special day, dress up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. There
next.
You go. That's
number
it, number six. That was number six, dressing up, yeah.
All right, you have been warned. Ladies,
if your husband
or your boyfriend didn't hear this, you can check out the podcast at gooddayshow.com. Send this link to him and say, you have been warned. No excuses. All right, so Good Day Show is here for you. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Ken coming up, and he's got urology, neurology, National Wear Red Day and all kinds of good stuff for you. Yeah, and all the ologies coming up on the Good Day Show at 44 past.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Lady in Red.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Today is National Wear Red Day, and Dr. Ken is going to talk about that in a second, which is very close to him being a heart specialist and everybody who wants to fix your heart running around in his office. So we'll get to that here in a second. But today, also, one of the ways that you can help your heart is to lose a little weight. And we've all been jumping around on that the last couple of weeks and been very successful by using our MetaFast plan and eating our 5 MetaFast meals per day and our 1 lean and green meal. I've lost 13. I got about another 8 or 9 to go, or maybe I'll do 10. But it's easy. It's easy. It's easy. And, Ken, why is this so easy?
It's easy because they give you foods that are edible, that are likable. And it's a lifestyle. You don't have to feel like you're restricting yourself. And you can go out to eat with your friends.
Again, I've been trying to get into the eat something small every 3 hours kind of phase for a couple of years and just haven't been successful. And this is training me to do that. And you're right. You can go out. My wife and I are going to go out tonight for dinner. And we're going to go have our seared sushi or seared tuna salad at the thing. So we can go out and have a nice night out, and it doesn't wreck our plans.
Exactly. And I know so many doctors who support this. Thousands, tens of thousands across America do. And I see patients day after day losing weight, keeping it off. And if you're looking for a lifestyle, a way to lose that weight, a way that you'll enjoy losing the weight, join us all. We're on the mission to lose weight with MetaFast.
All right. So just go to MetaFastKen.com. MetaFastKen.com. MedifastKen.com. All right, so today's National Wear Red Day. What does that mean, and what should we do?
This is a day the American Heart Association picks each year to bring recognition to how important heart disease is for women. In the past, we thought that it's a men's disease, but the statistics are amazing, Rich. Most women think that breast cancer is their biggest risk to good health. Actually, 1 in 30 American women, unfortunately, will die from breast cancer, but a whopping 1 in 4 will die from heart disease. Mm. Heart disease, far and away, is a woman's biggest risk. In fact, last year, more women died of heart disease than men.
Yeah,
and this is a way to bring recognition.
It's amazing how marketing can be dangerous in a way that women are so aware of breast cancer, but don't really think about the heart risks.
Exactly.
So, I've got my red high heels pulled out all
right.
Day today.
Break your red out and wear it proud. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day. Thank you, Ken.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Three past the hour. Doug Stephens, good day. Doug is getting ready for his brain scan. Be back here shortly. But until then, we get to don our three-piece white suit and jump around on the lighted disco floor with Jennifer.
Ooh!
I'll give you a dollar if you can guess what movie this came from.
Really? A whole dollar?
Checks in the mail, baby. Yeah. All right, I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you $2 if you can guess what year it was.
1978. Because it was the year I was born.
Ah. All right, I owe you $3.
I know, I'm so excited.
All right, it's the Bee Gees, Staying Alive from Saturday Night Fever. It's the number one song today in 1978, and it stayed number one for a whole 4 weeks.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Let me see. You were just born. I was 14.
Wow. How come I feel like we're so much closer in age than that?
Cause mentally, because I was just born.
You're old enough to be my babysitter.
Ow. All right, it's Chucker time where we talk about the movie news and things going on and what's going on the big screen. Although Chucker is off this morning on his way to New York.
Good stuff.
So Jennifer and I will take care of your movie news for you. This is where we get to play you three cuts. And you know what to do. You listen. You pick up the phone. You dial 1-800-510-8255. I have no idea. I'm not even looking at the clue or the year that this movie was. So we're going to listen together to the first clip. If we need a clue, I'll go to the sheet, and we'll see if we can figure it out. But here's
5-second clue number one, 1-800-510-8255.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime.
Got it.
Your number still 911?
Got it.
That's an easy one.
Doug would hate this because he can't stand this guy.
Yeah,
okay. All right, 1-800-510-8255. It's the number one movie this week in 1994. Clue number two.
Do you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
There he is talking about Dr. Ken again.
1-800-510-8255. There were a couple of these, so you got to pick the right one. And here you go for clue number three.
All righty then.
Okay.
That's the gimme. Mm-hmm.
That's the gimme. All right. 1-800-510-8255. Jennifer is going to have some Bond news right after this on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
All right, what's going on with the news for James Bond?
Well, you know, rumors are swirling because this new one, James Bond 23, is right. going to start filming very, very soon. And we heard earlier in the week that Javier Bardem was going to be cast as the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah.
Now they're saying maybe that's not so true because Ralph Fiennes is actually rumored to be the
really?
Bad guy. So we'll see who wins out in that one. I have to vote for Javier because he's just so cute.
I'd have to look him up.
He's a hottie.
Okay.
Married to Penelope Cruz.
Okay.
I don't know. They just had a baby.
She's a hottie.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Also, Superman news. Everybody's been speculating about who will be hired on as Lois Lane. Sorry to disappoint, but it looks like Superman is going to be set before Clark goes to work at the Daily Planet, which means there
really?
Will be no Lois Lane in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. So instead, you may see Mila Kunis or Olivia Wilde or Jessica Biel in another female leading role, but maybe not Lois Lane.
Jessica Biel would work.
I bet. For anything, right?
Yeah. All right, let's go to California where it's warm and sunny, still a little dark, and talk to Angie in San Luis Obispo. Angie, what movie is it?
That was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's right, with what's-his-face?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, thank you very much. Angie, hold on, we got a little something for you. It's 51 past, or 58 past on Good Day.